The country's most famous chain reaction artists and domino builders are getting ready to build one of the largest chain reactions in American history, and they want to do it this summer in Wayne. Among their goals is to promote STEM education in Metro Detroit. And we have two of the nation's premier domino and chain reaction artists on the line right now. Steve Price is from Canton. His many fans know him as Sprice. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Lily Hevish is a 16-year-old high school student from New Hampshire. She's known as Hevish 5. Her YouTube videos have racked up more than 92 million total views. Hevish 5, it's very good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, Sprice, I want to make sure we get that right because we know your fans know you as Sprice. This whole project, the Incredible Science Machine, what are your main goals with it?
Number one goal is we want to create a bigger outlet for domino builders and chain reaction artists because there aren't many opportunities for people who do this hobby right now. Also in the event, we want to promote STEM education and break the record for the most dominoes ever toppled in America, and also break the world record for the largest chain reaction ever.
So we're not just talking all dominoes. This is going to be something very, very big. And you've got a collection of 17 artists and builders that you've got lined up for the Incredible Science Machine. People like yourselves who've been on national TV. You've built chain reactions for commercials. You've designed toys. You host successful YouTube channels. So Hevish 5, how does all of this help to focus attention on STEM?
Well, dominoes, it's mostly math and science. You have to know a lot of physics to be able to set up dominoes and to be able to predict how each domino is going to fall. And everything we do, it's mathematic and artistic at the same time because we do different shapes and different patterns inside of our domino displays, and it shows throughout our work.
So we're looking, again, at STEM, and that's something that I think maybe a lot of people don't realize as we're watching your fantastic videos and doing that, that there is so much, as you say, physics going on in that. Sprice, why Wayne?
Why Wayne? Well, I had the opportunity to have a warehouse for us to build the event in this summer. So we've got the location. I figured we should get all of these amazing builders together and create something that's really amazing.
And I'm gathering you really want to pull in young people who find themselves attracted to what you do and kind of win them over.
Right. Our number one fan base is usually kids, anyone who's interested in toys or physics or anything, Marvel Tracks, Hot Wheels, things like that.
Now, I'm wondering how each of you got into this artistry that you do. Hevish 5, what got you going?
When I was younger, about 10 years old, my parents used to have the real dominoes with the dots, and I'd set them up, knock them down for fun. And then one day, I went on YouTube. I didn't know what to type in. So I was like, how about dominoes? So I typed that in. And I found a ton of amazing domino videos online. And I was just amazed at all the things you could do with dominoes. Like, you could do 3D structures, you could do portraits, write words, and so much more. So after that, I wanted to do dominoes myself. I've been practicing ever since.
Are you just self-taught? I mean, I kind of wondered as I looked at all of this, there isn't any domino building 101 in school. So is this you looking at videos and then you just have kind of an intuitive sense how to put this together?
Yeah.
There's also a pretty large community online on YouTube of domino builders. And a lot of people will post tutorials and share ideas. And you can watch those and figure out how to do your own tricks. And it's pretty cool to share ideas with everyone else.
Yeah, I get a lot of inspiration watching other domino builders, and then I can come up with my own tricks from that and improve it.
Hevish 5, what is the most complicated or biggest reaction that you've built so far?
The biggest one I've done so far is 22,000 dominoes. It took about 5 days total the entire day, and everything worked completely flawlessly.
Wow. Is that on your YouTube channel?
Yes, it's called 22,000 Dominoes for my 200,000 subscribers special.
Wow. All right, Sprice, what about you?
My biggest project was 2 years ago when I was on America's Got Talent. It was the quarterfinal round, and I was building a machine on the stage of Radio City. And the machine starts with dominoes on the judges' table, and then it knocks over the judges' cups, and then the ball rolls through a tube all the way to the stage and all sorts of other chain reactions across the stage. And at the very end, I have a lever, flip some matches, and light a fuse, which leads to fireworks at the end.
I'm wondering, Are both of you incredibly patient, calm people? Because I've got to imagine if you're spending days constructing something and somebody bumps something and you have to kind of start over again, is that your nature, Hebbish Five?
Yeah, building dominoes, you need a lot of patience, especially if you knock something over by accident, of course. But through dominoes, I've learned to become a patient person, to keep trying even if it fails or I knock it down by accident, and just keep on going, building.
How about you, Spryce?
I think being a patient, persistent person is kind of the characteristic of most chain reaction and domino builders. And if you don't have those qualities, you can always learn them by practicing and learning how to build these machines.
Now, Spryce, you've got a Kickstarter campaign going for the Incredible Science Machine. What do you need the money for?
So we need to raise money to pay for the travel for all of these builders to get to Michigan. And then we also need to pay for shipping all of their materials, mostly dominoes. We need to raise $7,000 through our Kickstarter in order to make this event happen. And I really hope that we can get enough donations and spread the word to make this a reality.
And so that's on Kickstarter, and all people have to do is search for the Incredible Science Machine.
Yep.
Hebbish Five, you're still in high school, and you are kind of a major rock star in this field based on just YouTube views and subscribers to your YouTube channel. Where do you want to go with this?
Next year, I'm planning to take a gap year and hopefully do dominoes and YouTube videos full-time. I'm going to hope to do a little bit more commercial projects, maybe do videos every 2 weeks on my channel. But then after that, I'm probably going to go to college for mechanical engineering.
What about you, Spryce?
I'm in mechanical engineering right now, and I've got a little over a year left in that. And my dream is to start a toy company where I produce chain reaction sets that kids can use and create their own chain reactions. And all the pieces are interchangeable, so you can make them in any way that you want. I've already been designing some products for the future, and I sell some things on my website, but in the future, I'd like to take it to the next level and start a really cool business based on these chain reactions.
Well, the Incredible Science Machine would be bringing the most famous chain reaction and domino builders in America to Wayne, Michigan this summer to create a record-breaking reaction. Steve Price, a.k.a. Spryce, and Lily Hebbish, a.k.a. Hebbish 5. It was great to talk with you guys, and we really look forward to seeing you coming and working your magic this summer in Wayne.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on the show.